Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Sports Daily. It's Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Max Power with us. We're glad you're with us. However it is you're with us, whether it's on KFH, over the air, the good old-fashioned way, 97.5 FM, 1240 AM, whether you are watching us on our video streams available to you on 12 News Connected, on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, or listening to us on the Odyssey app, live or on demand, we appreciate it, no matter how you tune in. And we're glad to have you here for what should be a fun Wednesday program. We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. A wild finish in the Royals game last night. More very close competitive NBA playoff games. These NBA playoffs have been fantastic. The NHL playoffs roll forward. We're trying to get on board with all of that, as well as watch the baseball we love to watch, follow the portal talk. We've got a big NFL trade to get to as well today. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Like you mentioned, a lot to get to on the show today. A busy evening last night, and especially when it comes to the Royals. I mean, that was about as entertaining an ending of a game that you can get. And so I'm looking forward to getting into it today.
It was something. I had people texting me wondering if the White Sox were, you know, throwing the game, the Black Sox or something, because that was just a weird ninth inning.
You're like, nope, we'll that's just the White Sox.
Yeah. Nope. They just are running out of AAA roster. It's Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. I decided last night that we're going to go ahead and bring that back, Tommy. So I should have texted you, but it was late. So if you could get your Hawaiians in rotation, Max, next week, if you could be ready to roll for Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays, that'd be great. We're back, baby. We're getting ready for the summer. Why not?
You think I have Hawaiian shirts in my rotation. Or even own any at all, and I don't. I mean, I think I have one, and I've broken it out on the program a while ago, and it's pretty, like, muted. It's pretty subdued, but I've got one. I know you have, like, 50, so you'll have to wear them on my behalf.
Yeah, I can't believe after trying to give me fashion advice last week, you say you don't have Hawaiian shirts. What kind of fashion, sense is that? You're a dad now, you know? And do you hate the sun? Do you hate fun? Get some Hawaiians. It's liberating.
Yeah, it's 55 degrees outside and about to rain. And so
I got lectured last week for wearing a flannel shirt last week when it was.
It would have been
degrees,
a little bit so. More, you know, I think appropriate today to wear your flannel as opposed to a Hawaiian.
It was 50 degrees last week when I wore that flannel shirt.
But it was sunny and a nice day. Like, it was just chilly. Like, it's rainy, dreary, cold, all of that. Today
we're gonna celebrate the summer anyway because it's close. Max, bring yours next week. This is your warning week. We're starting a movement here, whether you participate or not. Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays are back, so Glad to have that back. We'll give away some HTO, speaking of sunshine, a little bit later in the show as well. So stay tuned for your opportunity to win there. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee this morning for getting us energized and fueled up with a great cup of coffee all across the Odyssey family. We'll get to the Royals when we return, Tommy. That was wild. I think if you missed what I thought was going to be the most significant Royals news yesterday, Jack Caglione against the Wind Surge. Two home runs, two opposite field home runs. There's a video, I think it was from MILB that did like a ground level shot of one of them. And the sound of the ball coming off of his bat is wild. He is destroying double A pitching right now. His OPS is over 1,000. His batting average is much higher than I thought it would be. Tommy, he's been a better double A hitter than Bobby Witt Jr. was. So JJ Piccolo talked about it on Monday. Right, he was asked about it, and I think the question was more about getting called up to triple A. But Piccolo's answer was basically they're taking their time. They're not ruling anything out, but they're taking their time, and they consider the minor leagues the minor leagues, which basically is him telling us we don't really care if it's double A or triple A, which I agree with, by the way. I think he's going to skip. I don't know that they're going to be able to hold him down. We've got the service time thing, I think, has all passed, but he's the same age. I think, in fact, he's a little older than Bobby Witt Jr. was. He's hitting the ball better at that level than Bobby Witt Jr. was at the time. And they have more of a need on the big league roster for him than those teams that Bobby Witt Jr. was called up to that weren't very good. So there's not like a track record to leave him back. The only problem is the same problem we've had, and it's that he's a first baseman. He played first base again yesterday, still just a couple of games in the outfield, but it's a good problem to have if you're the Royals fan. But the number six pick from last year is killing it now in double A.
The one thing I would disagree with you on all of that is when you say that there wasn't a need when Bobby Witt Jr. was in that area because those teams were not very good. They absolutely needed Bobby Witt Jr.
Right. They needed
in that
a good
time.
Player.
They needed they a good player on the roster. I think with Jack Caglione, the one thing, it'd be different if, you know, the really bad stretch of baseball where the bats were completely silenced during that road trip and you know, outside of that when the Royals were not playing well. Had that extended on to what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, then I think the calls would be even louder to get quick with Jack Caglione and bring him up a whole lot sooner. I think that the good thing right now is that the Royals continue to win. Are they lighting the world on fire offensively? No, they're not. But they're continuing to win. They're, again, still the hottest team in Major League Baseball. And so you do have the luxury a little bit to continue to have Caglione get ready down in the minors. I'm with J.J. Piccolo. I don't really care whether it's double A or triple A. In fact, I think sometimes double A, you're going to get more of those, you know, future big leaguers ready to go. That's kind of been historically the place for double A baseball compared to triple A baseball. And so I'm okay if they want to keep him in Northwest Arkansas. I do have a suspicion probably sooner rather than later they will bump him up to Omaha, although, I'm not sure it really particularly matters one way or the other. And it is a good problem for them to have. I do think that until we start seeing the Royals directly losing ball games because of a lack of offense, at that point they do have the luxury to continue to have Jack Caglione get ready to go in the minors.
Yeah, look, you and I disagree a little bit on the urgency of the struggles of the offense, which struggled again last night against the White Sox.
They're winning ball games. They're winning these games.
But I can't just ignore that when they were playing really good teams, they weren't winning those games when the offense struggled. I'm glad that they're winning games. I'm glad they're taking advantage of a soft schedule. I love that that's happening. And I think that they're capable of winning lots of games with a bad offense. But I can't ignore what happened when they played a bunch of really good teams.
I mean, you know, they win last night on a Bobby Witt Jr. walk-off, and the top story is Jack Caglione hitting two home runs in double A. Like,
It's not the top story. It's just the story we can fit in the 3 or 4 minutes we have in this segment. The top story is that they won again, which we'll get to in the next segment. But before we do that, in a shorter opening segment, I did want to mention Caglione because Royals fans should be fired up. So Bobby Witt Jr. did spend time in AAA. He was 21, so he was a year younger, but he got the call when he was 22. He started the year in the big leagues that year of 2022. So he was, I mean, he was also tearing the cover off the ball at Northwest Arkansas. He was very, very good there in 2021, but he got the call halfway, is almost exactly halfway through the season to go up to AAA Omaha. So that's what happened with Bobby Witt Jr. If we're trying to look at track records or anything else that they might do, that's what they did with Bobby Witt. Maybe that's the plan with Jack Caglione. I don't know. But if you're a Royals fan, good news. He's adjusting just fine to double-A pitching. We'll come back. Let's do talk about that win last night. What is that wacky music? Cue that wacky music for the ninth inning for the White Sox. It was crazy. We'll be back. We'll talk about it next.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you. We are glad to be with you. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. We've got a big trade in the NFL. We've got playoff basketball, playoff hockey, all kinds of stuff to get to. Let's continue this Royals conversation. Really, we'll start it. We mentioned Cags' day yesterday. The Royals get another win, an extra innings last night, or not extra innings, sorry, in the ninth inning last night. It was a weird one. It was going to be a frustrating game. They just couldn't get any runs going again. Seth Lugo was good. He didn't blank the White Sox, which has kind of been like the expectation for these starters, but he was good. Zerpa was not that good. And so they go into the ninth inning, Tommy, trailing 3-2-2. And then the wheels fall off for the White Sox. And it's just like a comedy of errors. They couldn't make any plays. Two official errors. I think it should have been three, probably. And Bobby Witt Jr. walks it off. And the Royals get another win. And you got to have those kinds of games. And so they stay white hot. The streak, I guess, continues to some degree. But they sit here and they go in. And now they got a chance to win that series. It's four wins in a row. It's seven out of the last eight. It's 11 out of the last, no, sorry, it's, let's see, it's 13 out of the last 15. Like, they are on fire. And last night, and probably, I think for the first time in this run, they get a little help. That was a game they shouldn't have won, but they took advantage. And you got to have those too, because the White Sox, that was a ball off the head on a pop fly, a misplayed bunt, and a misplayed, pretty easy routine ground ball to second base. Like, it was the White Sox. Man, the White Sox suck. But the Royals take advantage. Got to have them. And the Royals get the win 4-3. Bobby Witt Jr. walks it off, and they get more good pitching.
Yeah, I think a couple things, you know, to keep in mind from the game last night to point out. You mentioned Seth Lugo. While it wasn't dominating, it was still a quality start, and he kept the Royals. Kept the Royals in the game. You know, was able to pitch almost through seven, and was able to shorten the game for the bullpen a little bit. And so, you know, even though it wasn't his, you know, usual, you know, I guess domination from what we saw a year ago and so far this year, he still kept the Royals right in the game. Then another guy that really hasn't been talked about a whole lot, and he's kind of been a spot contributor from time to time this season, is Mark Canha. And he started the comeback. I mean, it really was a great at-bat by him to start off the ninth inning, to be able to get everything rolling a little bit. And the fact that you've got a veteran bat on the bench that can come in and pinch hit, give you a spot start, you know, every now and then in the outfield or whatever that looks like, that was a really good quality at-bat for him and an opportunity to kind of set the table for everything else that played out in the ninth inning. And I don't feel like he gets a ton of credit or really gets a ton of attention, you know, like he did earlier in his career. But he's been, I think, a good veteran presence so far on this roster.
I agree. And it was tongue in cheek. I think Lugo was great last night. I mean, a run in 6 2/3. It's just like he didn't blank him, right? So he didn't hold them to nothing, and that allowed him to get the lead. But they keep winning, and they have to keep winning these games while they sort things out and try to become a better offense, and they are. And that's what you love to see. The schedule in May stays pretty soft, and then in June it gets much more difficult. So it's going to be important in these early parts of the seasons that you do what you're supposed to do at minimum, and then they've got to go get some other stuff in there as well. So the Royals get that win. They get going, and it's a weird one, but you'll take it. You'll absolutely take it. Rodney, great friend of the show and Odyssey colleague here, who's a huge Royals fan, says Zerpa still gives me stomach acid, though. Yeah, he wasn't very good last night. He gave up a lot of traffic again, but, you know, Rodney, let's be careful, because they've got like five guys who are good and who are pitching really well. All right. We've got Kevin Saul here. It's been a few minutes since we've talked to Kevin. Now, let me do this on the fly here. We're going to add Kevin, who I believe can hear us right now. Kevin, can you hear us? We're going to make sure we can hear you here.
I'm with you guys. Thanks.
There we go. Hey, Kevin.
Thanks for your patience and my technical navigation here this morning.
Yeah, no problem. It's been a minute. It's been a busy time for you guys. I'm glad we were able to connect. I know it's been fast and furious for you guys with what's happening. I think, you know, the basketball program's been the program in the headline. You guys have sent out some letters. You've really been pretty blunt with the fan base of what you guys need. And our visit comes on the heel of, and I don't even know how much you guys are allowed to talk about this yet, but another addition of a player that seems to fit well, just in general term. Are you allowed to talk about specifics until everything is signed in? I know that gets a little confusing in the portal era.
Well, it does get confusing. And I think for some of our fan base, and understandably so, I think it can get a little annoying as well, Jacob. It's there are certain rules about when specific documents are signed, you can start talking about individuals, and that is not the case with the individual that was announced yesterday. So, but obviously we're moving forward in a positive direction, filling out the roster, on our men's side. I spent about an hour and a half with, Coach Nooner here in the last couple of weeks as well. And like where we're headed from a women's roster perspective and improvements there. And that's the key, guys. We've got to show some direction, some forward momentum in terms of improvement and progress in both of those programs and all of our programs.
Kevin, you've been pretty open, you know, over the last few months and actually from day one about the importance of NIL, the importance of having, you know, the fan base, the donor base really rally around the programs and just the athletic department in general. And most recently, you know, you basically set a goal and drew a line in the sand and said, hey, this is what we need to be competitive, at least with basketball, men's basketball, at the national level. How is that process coming along? What's been the reaction that you've heard from the various stakeholders that you deal with?
Well, let's just be really transparent about it. It's an unsavory component of college athletics for most folks. It certainly is the environment that we're in right now. And so where we find ourselves so often, Tommy, is managing a tension. And I truly believe that it is a tension. It's not necessarily a problem to solve. There's a tension that exists between the left hand, which might have some dislike and or disdain for where we are in college athletics. And then at the same time, in the right hand, most folks want you to be positioned to win championships. Well, you've got to come to a reconciliation on the left hand, have a growth mindset in terms of adapting to the current environment if we're going to expect championships that are over in the right hand. And hopefully that makes sense. But it's a dynamic that we live and communicate in every single day. And I think it's really important that we approach that with an inspirational vision of invitation and not pleading, right? We're not here to plead. We're not here to get folks to do something that they just don't feel right about. But at the end of the day, we desire to develop young people and programs and win championships. That's it. And in this current environment, that's really important. So we outlined some specifics with men's basketball. We believe we're incredibly competitive within our league. And I think we will consistently see that moving forward. We've got some work to do if we're going to expect to make the second weekend in the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16. You guys will recall this past tournament, it was all Power Four and Big East. So we've got some work to do, and I know that's the expectation of Shocker Nation, is that we get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, and that's what we're focused on doing.
Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, joining it. Appreciate a few minutes with him during a pretty chaotic time across college sports with the transfer portal. A lot of teams dealing with football, certainly the Shockers in basketball. I guess we could ask you then, Kevin, you guys put it out there for fans. You're looking for $1 million to be competitive. Since that's gone out, has the fan base, has the, you know, the donor base responded to what you guys need? Do you feel like in the process here?
I feel like we've engaged in numerous educational conversations. So we've got a slide deck that when we meet with folks, we'll kind of walk through direction and intended destination with our basketball program. We've obviously stripped the dollar figures out of the presentation, but you can see the growth of roster resources, formerly NIL and now revenue share. You can see that over the last two or three years, and it's significant. We referenced in our letter 518% from two or three years ago. So there's been significant growth. We have a pretty good idea where we're positioned within our league, and we've got a decent idea where we're positioned nationally. And I think walking through that slide deck helps to educate folks on where we are. And yes, there have been some successes in that, but I think this is a journey that truly never reaches the finish line. We're going to continue to educate. We're going to continue to align interest and abilities of our donors in where and how they want to support our young people. And we'll keep moving forward.
Kevin, you guys had a pretty special occasion over the weekend in honoring Gene Stephenson and putting his name on the ballpark there at X Stadium. Obviously, anybody that's been in Wichita, you know, for any period of time knows the impact that Coach Stephenson had on Wichita State as a whole, the community of Wichita, the national championship run, all of that with baseball here in Wichita. What did that mean for you, for the staff, for anybody associated with the baseball program to be able to honor Gene Stephenson that way?
Well, it means the world. All you have to do is look in the eyes and the faces of the family, right? The Stephenson family that lived that journey, coalesced all those people and all of that support to build a national powerhouse from nothing, to, you know, everything that he's done. And it's really well documented. So for us to caretake and have an opportunity to honor that is an honor for us. But at the end of the day, it comes down to Gene, the staff, the literally thousands of student athletes that have been a part of that program over his years, and the community of Wichita. It's really, we're honoring all those folks. And Gene's just incredibly gracious, continues to be a good friend. And I agree with you, Tommy, but I would expand it. You know, growing up in Kansas, but not in Wichita, man, Gene Stephenson was right up there with guys like Bill Snyder, and just built a tremendous program here. And it's an honor for us to honor him.
Speaking of baseball, Kevin Saul joining us. What we saw the Shockers, who have had, there's no way to slice it any different, a very disappointing season thus far, but they did get a series win against East Carolina. I keep thinking back to last year's team that caught fire at the end of the year and sort of made their run almost all the way through the conference tournament. Where is, I guess, the psychology? I think you're into that kind of stuff, of that team as they get ready to begin the march toward the, you know, toward the conference tournament.
I would tell you we've got a lot of good men in our program, great men in our program. I don't think there's any way to use your term, Jacob, slice that any different. We don't have bad people in our program. The bottom line is we're not meeting our expectation in our baseball program. And that's clear. Brian and I have spent a tremendous amount of time together in the last month or so, as you can imagine. And he's been doing this for nearly 30 years, and I've been doing this for 25, 26 years. So we certainly are not perfect. We do not have it all figured out, but we have a very good idea where the issues are as it relates to personnel and or priorities for support within that program. And we understand where the deficiencies lie, and we have a plan to address those. But there is no different way to slice it other than 15 and 32 is completely unacceptable here. We understand it, and we are prepared to address it. We are addressing it, and we will move forward. And we certainly appreciate folks' patience as we're walking through a really difficult baseball season.
And speaking of postseason, and that one will come soon, you've got softball today beginning the conference tournament. Always fun to be in the postseason. That's a 3 o'clock game for Wichita State softball against Tulsa. I believe it's Tulsa, right?
Yep, that's right. You got Tulsa and UTSA play the play-in game. And then I think the bracket really sets up well for us, guys. I had a chance to connect with Coach Bredbener briefly before they left, and then Sammy Hood, who's a great young lady in our program. And I think there's a real amount of optimism there. You saw the all-league selections come out yesterday, and Lauren Lucas got second team, and we had a couple of our freshmen make the all-freshman team. We had freshman of the year. So we have some great young talent there as well. But I would submit to you that, you know, preseason selections, guys, you guys understand what that gets you. There's no guarantees in preseason coaches' selections and polls. But at the end of the day, I do think it's a measure of respect within your league for your program. And so when your softball team's picked first and your baseball team is picked second in the league by the coaches, there's certainly an amount of respect or admiration for your program. And we have not lived up to that on either side. So we've got to do a better job as administrators, as coaches, as staff, and as student athletes of representing that in a better way.
Kevin, we appreciate it. I know we'll get Coach in you again here soon to talk about the basketball classes. Those, you know, continue to become official. I know that's difficult right now, but I tell you that I think we like the build on the men's side of how that's looking on paper, which is all anybody has to go by right now. Before we let you go, you guys have set up a lot of different ways to garner that support we've talked about. You're looking for $1 million. What's the easiest way for fans who might want to get involved with now this process of raising funds? What's the easiest way for them to do it?
Well, the easiest way would be to email me directly. And my direct email is ksaul@goshockers.com. And we will connect with folks and we will guide them through in a conversation what that looks like and answer questions. It is a time intensive process, but we want to make sure that we are managing that with first class service, and we want our service framework to be well. So you can start at the top. You can email me directly at ksaul@goshockers.com, and we will get folks connected with you. And in some cases, it will be myself.
Kevin, we appreciate it. It doesn't get easier than that. We'll talk to specifics on the basketball recruits down the road as that all becomes official. We appreciate you hopping on here with us for a couple minutes.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate the opportunity, and go Shockers.
There goes Kevin Saul. It's been a few weeks. It's good to catch up with Kevin there. It's a challenge because you have to, you know, this transfer portal stuff, just for folks out there, like, we might see all the reporting and know because half the time the players just say, hey, I'm going to Wichita State. You'll get the official word sometimes right away. Sometimes it takes a while. There's a lot of stuff. So we're not going to, you know, we're not going to waste anybody's time and say, hey, what do you think about XYZ? Because we got to get everybody official, but we will. Interesting stuff though there. Thanks to Kevin Saul for hopping in. Shocker fans, if you missed any of that with Kevin, it's the first time we've been able to catch up in a while. You can do that on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen there. You can hit the microphone button. You can leave us voice messages. The show gets podcasted out every day. It's a lot of good stuff there in the Odyssey app. All right. Tommy, let's talk about this trade. It's the headlines. What everybody's texting me about. Maybe it's because I'm a Cowboys fan, but I do think it's a pretty big trade. George Pickens, you sent me this right when we woke up this morning. George Pickens coming to Dallas for what appears to be a third round pick and some other stuff from Pittsburgh. He probably needed to get out of Pittsburgh. It makes a ton of sense for Dallas, and I don't think the cost is too much by any means. Now, he's a headache, and they needed a receiver desperately to go with CeeDee Lamb. I love George Pickens, the player. I think I make that pretty clear here, but I'm a little bit worried about the fit. A little bit worried about the fit. Can Dak get him those deep balls he's so good at? Because that's not really Dak's thing. And maybe it can be if they have the attention going elsewhere. I love the player. I'm a little bit concerned about the fit. Like, I can see Pickens throwing some fits if he's not getting his deep balls from Dak.
It's one thing for him to throw a fit in Pittsburgh. It's another thing for him to throw a fit under the microscope in Dallas. I mean, can you imagine if he has any of the antics that he had in Pittsburgh, if that translates into Dallas, just the amount of attention he's going to get and how much it's going to take away from anything else that the Cowboys want to do. I mean, that becomes storyline number one for the Cowboys. I mean, each and every week. I hope that that's something that a guy like Brian Schottenheimer, who I know has been around for a long time, but he's a first-time head coach, I hope he's ready for that. I hope he's ready to handle that. And I know they absolutely needed to have another receiver there because the cupboard was pretty bare outside of CeeDee Lamb at the receiver position. It sounded like they were working on potential other trades with other teams and then really kind of zeroed in on George Pickens with Pittsburgh. But man, it makes me wonder, like, that could easily be a circus. It usually is with Dallas. And yeah. I just hope that Brian Schottenheimer is ready for that.
I think that doesn't bother me too much in the NFL, honestly, because, you know, you kind of got to be a diva to be a good receiver in the NFL, right? Like, now he's gone beyond diva. Don't get me wrong. But I think the bigger concern is stylistically, how does he fit in? George Pickens has to know he's walking in the room and he's wide receiver too, right? Like, you better know that, and that tone better be set right away. Yo, dude, you can come in here, but we're going to tell you right now, CeeDee Lamb commands the ball. You don't command the ball, okay? But he does add an element to a Dallas team that's getting Dak back healthy that they need desperately. I just have a little bit of concern that Dak can take full advantage. Like Russell Wilson, historically, is one of the best deep ball throwers we've ever seen in football. It's like what he does. That's not Dak. So can they run the ball enough to get Dak the time to be accurate on a ball to the sideline down the field? Like, that's what we've got to see with the trade. But on the surface, I mean, the talent for a third-round pick makes a ton of sense for a team that needed a second receiver very, very badly. I don't know if it fits in culture-wise. You never know about any of that stuff with Dallas. Sometimes, though, Dallas can – like, Jerry Jones is always the distraction. But if he can be the distraction and it's not inside the locker room, maybe that helps. But you've got Micah Parsons, who's already, you know, a bit of a distraction, always talking, always doing his thing. Like, yeah, Brian, good luck, Brian Schottenheimer. You've already got to deal with Jerry Jones every week. But now you've got a couple of things in there, and he's got to sign off on this trade. I don't think it was – look, I like the trade for Dallas. A third-round pick for a guy as talented as George Pickens, I'm all in on that. That's fine. They had a good draft. I think they can absolutely afford it. I just am curious about the fit with that particular quarterback.
It's also interesting to me, like with Pittsburgh, and this isn't even necessarily a Dallas criticism, but more of a Pittsburgh criticism. It's surprising to me that if they were wanting to move Pickens, why they didn't try to move him before the draft, before this year's draft, to get some kind of, you know, help. And whether that's a third rounder or maybe they trade a pick and try to trade up in the draft or whatever. I'm surprised that they didn't try to move him prior to last week, you know, or 2 weeks ago when the draft happened, because they could have gotten some kind of help to help them out right away. And now they've kind of kicked that can down the road a little bit where, yeah, they get a third rounder, but it doesn't help them anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, getting a third isn't bad. Where was he drafted? He was a second round pick. So you haven't lost a ton of value there. He's been productive for them. The other thing with, look, I'm not making any excuses for George Pickens. So I've got to frame this without a misunderstanding. But when you roll out the quarterbacks that he's played with in Pittsburgh, and he did finally get Russell Wilson, who's okay. But like, they've had a quarterback problem for a long, long time. And he has not had, and last year was the best they've had probably in a while, but it's been a long time. Like, and if you're a receiver and you're trying to get to that second contract and all of these things, and you're just like, think about Garrett Wilson, poor Garrett Wilson, who's a rock star. He's so good. And you just got to be sitting there like, God, like I can't get anything going my way here. Remember Allen Robinson? I always felt bad for Allen Robinson when he played for the Jags for a long time. He's so good. Never could get a good quarterback in there. So maybe it's George Pickens, I absolutely think could be a change of scenery guy. Now, that's only to some of it. Some of the other stuff he's done is just absolutely unacceptable.
Well, he's a knucklehead. He's a knucklehead. And you know, yeah. I think the hope would be that getting a change of scenery and getting to another team, another year older, knowing that he's not the number one guy coming into the wide receiver room, maybe that helps. Maybe that humbles him a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to hold my breath because all of a sudden you're going from Pittsburgh, which is pretty blue collar and pretty hardworking and, you know, whatever, to Dallas, where the lights are bright in the NFL. And, you know, you have a larger audience now, nationally at least, for those antics. I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath and say he's probably going to be a change player. Like, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it.
No.
You know, I think once a diva, always a diva, to an extent. So I'm not going to try to overstate, you know, some change of him, you know, just because he's going to Dallas. But I would like to think that maybe he can view this as a little bit of a fresh start, and maybe he won't be quite as much of a distraction as he was in Pittsburgh.
That's I agree completely. That's all it is, right? That's all it is, because you could, like, I don't mind diva status for wide receivers. I really don't. But when you're, it's not even like a distraction. It's when you're destructive. And he's done some destructive things that have affected their ability to win and lose. good head coach, those guys can talk all they want. Don't really care. Like, not everybody gets what the Chiefs have, which is everybody, you know, kind of falls in line, says the right thing. Like, there are plenty of good teams where guys sit. Look, you remember the quote unquote distractions of AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia last year? How'd that work out?
Yeah, that was minimal. I mean, that was not, yeah like they, and you know, to their credit, they worked that out internally and they were able to move forward.
That stuff is fine. Like, that's not going to, it's more like on the field, are you going to do things that hinder our ability to win football games? And he has done plenty of that.
Are you
going to
take complete plays off and just stand there and not block and not run down the field? You know, things like that.
Yeah. And so I think they're two different things. I don't think his personality is going down, right? Like, I don't think he's going to get tempered. It's funny. Kyle Brandt just put this out. Just such a great job covering the NFL. He put them side by side. He and CeeDee Lamb are physically like the exact same player. Same size, same, almost all the same measurables and all that stuff. But I just don't, like, I don't view them as the same style of player at all. And in fact, I think they fit really well together, right? What one does that complements the other. It's more about, will Dak have the ability to really get the best of George Pickens? And I think your point is good. That's now Brian Schottenheimer's job, who's an offense guy, right? Like, what can you do to help unlock what George Pickens does really well? I mean, you go back historically and look at Pittsburgh's offenses when he's been on the field and not on the field, and you can see right away what his impact is. Like, he is a very impactful player. I like the move for Dallas. I think it's a great risk level. I think it's a great player. There are a lot of there's a lot of baggage that comes along with it. But for Dallas, what else are you going to do, right? You got to be swinging for the fences. They snuck around and had a good draft, Tommy. They fixed a big problem if their first round pick works out. I think a lot of people didn't know about taking a guard as early as they did, but I think everybody liked the player. Dallas had a very big need there, and they drafted a bunch of defensive dudes. Some of them slid. Like, they could turn it around in a year. We'll see what Brian Schottenheimer has, because I think he's been given a roster that's certainly capable. And I know that division is really difficult now with Philadelphia and Washington. But Dallas didn't have their quarterback last year. I mean, Dak was hurt all year. So don't, you know, you can't take what happened last year and say that's Dallas. Well, it's not. That was Cooper Rush's Dallas. Like, Dak is what he is. But Dak, I mean, they win 10, 11, 12 games every year here. So we'll see. It's an interesting, potentially, you know, game changing type move in the NFC. Maybe.
Yeah, there's no way that they could have entered into this season with the wide receiver room the way that it was, with just CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of nobodies. Like, that was not going to work at all. And so I totally understand the desire and maybe even borderline desperation to get a compliment to CeeDee Lamb in that wide receiver room. Whether it ends up, you know, obviously Pickens is going there, whether that ends up being a good move overall based on his antics and all of that, time will tell. But I certainly understand why they were so open in, look, we've got to make a move. We've got to bring somebody else in, Pickens or otherwise, because we can't just put everything on the shoulders of CeeDee Lamb. It's not going to work that way.
They better be desperate, right? Like, you better be desperate. You're paying Dak $60 million a year, the highest paid player in the league. You better be desperate, Dad. That's the problem we've had with what Dallas has done the last 18 months. They haven't been desperate. Like, they haven't done anything, right? They sat on all this money that they freed up in the offseason, and they didn't do anything with it. So, yeah, you better be desperate. What else are you paying Dak $60 million a year for if you're not desperate? This is the type of move that Dallas needs to be in the business of making right now. If you're not going to rebuild, then you better load up. And this is a move that this is that kind of move. So listen, we've spent a long time giving that front office a lot of grief, rightfully so, for the past year and a half. This was a move that makes a whole lot more sense for Dallas. It's an aggressive move. It's a risky move. And why the hell wouldn't you do something like that? And they finally did. What does it do? I don't know. That's on Dak now. Dak and Brian Schottenheimer. Schottenheimer's going to get a shot. I would tell you that the vibes from the people that cover the team and everything are pretty good on him, pretty high on him. And they weren't when he was first hired. So he's winning some people over. Can he coach? He's going to have to, because now he gets George Pickens to add in the locker room, who's not to, we wouldn't call coachable one of the pros and cons. We wouldn't put that in the pro column for George Pickens. All right, we're going to come back. Hour number two. We will get into the Royals. We got cut a little short there. We'll review what happened in the NBA. I know Maxwell's got thoughts on the NHL. I'm trying to watch a little more hockey here. So it's all coming for you in the second hour. Plus, Rias Lotta. Don't go away.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.